then you would get more and more adventurous, and you would make further and further out gambles as to what you would dream. And finally, you would dream where you are now. You would dream the dream of living the life that you are actually living today. That would be within the infinite multitude.
A few days ago, كنا نهدرنا مع صاحبي, and he mentioned بلي كاين بزاف experiences مازال ما عشناهمش, you know? And yes, he's absolutely right. To me, life is all about experiences. وهنايا يعني, me and my friends, we live in a small town. يعني, the scale of our lives is kind of small, you know? I, for one, don't really mind it. ما عنديش problem, حياتي مي تكون quiet and peaceful. بالعكس, I prefer it that way. ولكن من جهة أخرى, ما كانش بزاف صالح نجم ديرهم. But then, as he was talking, أنا سيت نتفكر لي experience اللي فوتهم. ما يهمش يعني إذا recent ones, ولا فوتهم في شعال. بس صح, I was not surprised من لقيت روحي, نسيت كلش. يعني, وما نديش هذاك ال occasional scrolling, تاع دي فوا مي تكون قاعد, تقدر بالتليفون تاعك, تقدر تسرولي في الجاليري. You know, تلقى دوك لي experience, ولا تلقى دوك لي فوتو تاع some memories وين كون ما تشوفهمش تايا تنسى كاع بلي روحت. And I find myself wondering why is that, you know, why, علاش. I thought the whole purpose from having these experiences, ولا الهدف من هاد التجارب, هو اني نخلق ذكريات ما ننساهمش, انهم غادي يخلوني ما نش عارف انا نحس full بالداخل, ولا at least they change me in some way. تاع work, when you look back تقول واه, I had a full life, حياتي ما كانش خاوية. But instead, الأثر تاع my experiences ما كانش substantial, you know? يعني كان so underwhelming. For example, I will give you an example. A few months ago, أنا وصحابي قعدنا رحنا الكونبو في البار. And it was the first time we camped. Okay, bon. It was the first time for me with them. I'm an introverted ass, you know? But it was very fun. Don't get me wrong. It was very fun and I laughed a lot. And it was great. But the moment اللي وصلت للدار, المهم اللي دخلت للدار, it was as if I never left it. شغل ما روحتش كاع الاكسبيرينس هذيك. As if I never went on that trip. That experience was overridden instantly, you know? شغل تكرازت direct by my old life. And I find myself asking, what was the point? You know? Did I waste all that money and energy? I could have spent those days learning something or doing something else. If instead of that, I'm gonna go have fun and forget it the moment it ends. So, you know, what's going on here? Maybe I am expecting too much? And this is, it's the same for everyone? Chulganness and then this feeling, experience, empty. I don't know. All I know is that on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, people seem pretty happy and thrilled. And I think that's the problem. I think العقل تاعنا راه محتال على أنه يكون in the passenger seat, you know, المتفرج. وين تنوض الصباح ما عندك ما تدير. تروح تحكم التليفون تاعك. You scroll. تلقى انتايا هذاك الوقت اللي راك نايت فيه ولا المومو اللي نوض فيه انتايا. الإنسان اللي راكم فولويه. راح في جيت سكي في كاش ايلاند or whatever, ولا another guy you're following يحط picture في دبي. I mean yes, it looks awesome out there. وانت هذيك كنت المتاقة تاعك تلقى غير ياجور. Like, I get it. But we're so used to seeing people's lives being all energetic, happy, loud and colorful. When life is quiet and peaceful, it's somehow wrong and boring. But is it though? Is it naturally boring? Or did we make it boring? Okay, just ask yourself, what happens when you go and live those experiences? And you will live a certain experience. What's gonna happen? What will change? Are you gonna become a better person? Is your life gonna drastically change? Esko hayatak gali tbeddel? Esko tkhmamak tfkirak gali tbeddel? Probably to some extent, you know. And here's my prediction. What I'm predicting is that you're gonna go, take some pictures, try different food, and definitely take pictures of the food. have some memories and come back to your old life, where everything is slow and boring. Well, I'm using quotations, by the way, you can see them. Actually, your brain is gonna be like, okay, c'est bon, كملنا, what's next? Nothing? Oh, screw you, be miserable then. Actually, low-key, that's how your brain communicates with you. If you keep stimulating the brain every day, the moment you stop doing that, it will make you miserable so that you go stimulate yourself some more. So that's like, that's kind of a toxic relationship to have with yourself, you know, with your brain. So why am I telling you all of this? What's the point? Do not go out and be loud and have fun. Is that it? No, well, of course not. Of course not. I just want you to be a little bit aware. But along the lines, when life is quiet, it's boring. But no, it's really not. It's just because your brain is so overly stimulated. When most of your life is going to pass by and you're not gonna even remember anything. We are screwing up the only thing that processes emotions and experiences and stores memories, which is the brain. Do you even remember the last few videos you watched? Do you even remember the shows that you've watched? Of course not. I am willing to bet that you do not remember most of them. And along the lines, the meaningful experiences and the meaningful connections with people and the meaningful memories will be wiped out as well. Because, hey, they were not stimulating enough. But there is no running away from reality that most of our lives is going to be slow, boring, and quiet. That's okay. It's normal. شي شرط وين المومو اللي تكالم الحياة شوية تروح انت تدير عفسة that stimulates you. And I can guarantee you that, like I said, you do not even remember the things that you did to stimulate yourself. You just know that, hey, I'm not boring. I'm not bored this instant. So yay, you know? I got tired of that lifestyle. It felt like I was speedrunning life. Well, speedrunning is a video game term, which basically means that you try to finish the game as fast as possible. So it felt as though I was trying to get done with life as fast as possible, you know? And I would numb my brain just to speed up time and get through the day. Day in and day out, and I don't even remember what I did. And life seemed too noisy at times. There was so much noise that I could not live with it. Too many opinions, too many influences, too many political agendas, too many people telling me how to think, too many people telling me how I should live my life, too many people telling me how I should feel, too many people making me feel like crap, too many people, like, it was so loud, it was so noisy. So I decided to try and step away from all this noise and see what my life as an average individual who lives in the middle of nowhere, to see what life looks like, you know? And actually, it's pretty fun. It's actually really, really fun. And of course, the first few days were tough to get through. But every day ever since have been so full. Like, I don't know how to describe it. The sad days were sadder. The good days were gooder. That's not a word. But yeah, you get the idea. If simply I'm sitting down with my friends and they are all being stupid and telling dumb jokes, I'll be laughing my ass off. And the moment I come home, I'm actually happy and uplifted. You know, I'm not trying to get to the next thing real quick. No, I'm like absorbing that. I'm just, you know, processing that beautiful interaction. So I think it's weird when I talk without a script. I only talk in English, so I'm sorry for the people who do not understand all that well, but yeah. Would you rather have few meaningful experiences or lots of experiences where you can barely remember any of them, and your life is worth exploring. I know you're somehow convinced that your life is boring and that there's nothing to it, and the only way you can cope with this is to look at other people's lives and forget that you have one yourself. Try to explore it. See what happens. You know, see what happens when you step away from all this noise. See how your mind starts to think. See how your perception of things changes. See how things that before seemed boring now seem kind of exciting. You know, don't forget that things take time in life, and having the patience and having the willingness to do something that seems boring for a long time until you get good at it is inevitable sometimes, you know? And life is full of boring things that we have to get through. But like I said, boring is kind of relative. It's boring if every day you're on an island on a jet ski. But hey, if every day you have nothing to do, it might not be boring after all. I, for one, used to read a lot. But then I stopped suddenly. Now I'm excited to read. And I have been reading again. I've been journaling a lot. Actually, daily, I'm kind of addicted to it. And before, I was not addicted to journaling because I had other things that stimulated me, you know? Like, my life changed drastically ever since I stepped away from all the noise. It's quiet, it's peaceful, and I absolutely love it. I guess this is the episode where no one will listen to. Oscar, there is no script. There is no no social media to market this. I don't even know how many people will listen to this. And yeah, I mean, it's a short episode. It's 14 minutes long currently. So let's see how short it will be after the editing. And yeah, I guess that's all I have to say. It was mostly in English. I really apologize. I will try to make some... The next episode, I will try to make it more scripted. I just wanted to talk to you guys and be authentic and be genuine. And I mean, to be fair, this episode wasn't unscripted, all of it. Like, the last half was unscripted, but the first half wasn't, because I was trying to outline the episode. But yeah, I'm basically rambling at this point. I hope you have a good life. I hope you know and you realize that your life is worth exploring. You don't have to keep stimulating your brain. It's the only thing, you know. I hope that you don't have to keep stimulating your life. Try to explore it. Try to slow down. Take some time off for yourself. Try to do something that you find amazing and not share it on social media. Try to do it only for yourself. You know, start building up that relationship with yourself that, hey, this is genuinely for you, man or woman. I don't know. This is genuinely for you. I'm doing these beautiful things and these amazing things, and I'm growing, and I'm working hard, and I'm doing all of these things just for you. Try to do that without sharing them with others and see how that makes you feel, you know? With that, I hope you have a good day, good life, and see you on the next episode, which I don't know when will it be, but I have a topic idea. So yeah, see you.